and start scoring rewards today. And now, for tonight's This Field of Dreams team, let's send it down to our on-field MC, Mr. Tony Marks.
All right, fans, we're down to the first base side. Time now for your Field of Dreams team right here tonight. And it's our chance to introduce to you the Utah 47s. Let's hear it for the 47s as they are ready to take the field here today. Beginning with the second baseman, number five. Number 7, Sawyer Hansen. At shortstop, number 23, Declan McCoffin. At first base, number 10, Damian Deals. Catcher, number 8, James Lintelman.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Salt Lake City, Utah. Smith's Ballpark, home of the Salt Lake Bees, where the Tacoma Rainiers are opening a six-game series tonight. And this team is coming off of a win in Vegas. This is leg two of the Rainiers' two-week road trip. Started with a week in Las Vegas. Six games there, two victories there. The Rainiers bookended the wins, winning the first game and the last game of the series, dropping the four in the middle. Still, Tacoma finished the month of April with a record of 14 wins and 12 losses. We'll take that. And the team continues to produce runs at a very high rate. Tacoma, third in the league in runs scored, second in the league in on-base percentage, fourth in the league in Halbers, scoring a lot of runs. And they have another series here at high elevation, this time in Salt Lake City, where we're over 4,500 feet above sea level. The ball flies out of this ballpark. The Salt Lake Bees are having trouble stopping teams from scoring. Their team ERA is over 6. Salt Lake comes into play at 11-16 on the year. Should be noted, though, that Salt Lake did win its last two games, Saturday and Sunday, at El Paso, so they're certainly feeling a little better right now after having dropped 12 out of 13 prior to that. Our starting pitchers today, Connor Wade draws the start for the Red Ears. No record, a 9.39 ERA. This is just his third start. He'll be opposed by Salt Lake left-hander Kenny Rosenberg, who's off to a good start this year. In five starts, he has crafted a 3.33 ERA, although that has only added up to one win and two losses. Kenny Rosenberg on the hill for Salt Lake, Connor Wade for the Tecumseh Red Ears. Well, we've had a bunch of roster moves. We've got to get you caught up with who's on this team. We'll do that when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The Tecumseh Red Ears taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight in the opening game of a six-game series. First matchup of the year between these two clubs. These teams played each other 30 times last year, the most games the Red Ears had against any single opponent. And when it was all said and done, we might as well have not played them at all. They finished split right down the middle, 15-15 on either side. Well, here are our roster moves for today. Jack Larson, an outfielder who had a good year in Double-A last year. We expected him to be with the Red Ears all season, or all offseason, expected him to get promoted to Tecumseh this year. And he got injured during spring training. He's been on the IL. Well, he's active now. They got activated him today, so Jack Larson is now with the Red Ears. In fact, he's in the starting lineup today. They had to make room on the roster for him. Delino DeShields wasn't getting much playing time here, and he has been released, although he did play well when he was in the lineup, so hopefully he'll get picked up real quickly by another organization. The Red Ears have added reliever Diego Castillo from the Mariners. Castillo got off to a rough start this year for Seattle, and he finds himself with the Red Ears now outrighted to Tecumseh. To make room for him on the roster, John Creel was transferred back to extended spring training. So Jack Larson and Diego Castillo are in. Delino DeShields and John Creel no longer with the Red Ears today. All right, we're all caught up on our roster moves. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Red Ears pregame show returns momentarily.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups. First for Tacoma, 14-12 on the year under manager John Russell. Leading off playing first base is Cooper Hummel. Cade Marlowe bats second. He's in center field. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Mike Ford bats cleanup. He's the DH. Hitting fifth, right fielder Zach Deloach. Batting sixth, the third baseman Jake Shiner. Hitting seventh and playing left field is Jack Larson. Batting eighth, shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting ninth, second baseman Pat Valeka. On the mound, Connor Wade. Salt Lake is the Angels affiliate. Their manager is Keith Johnson. They have 11 wins and 16 losses. Leading off and playing second base is Michael Stefanik. Hitting second, the right fielder Joe Adell. Batting third and playing first base is Trey Cabbage. The cleanup hitter is former Rainier Kevin Padlow. He's at third base. Batting fifth, left fielder Mickey Moniak. Hitting sixth, center fielder Jordan Adams. Batting seventh, the designated hitter Preston Palmero. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Chris Oakey. And batting ninth, shortstop Jack Lopez. On the mound, Kenny Rosenberg, 1-2 with a 3.33 ERA. Umpires, Tom Hanahan is behind the plate. Mark Stewart Jr. at first base. And Harlan Acosta is at third. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake, opening game of a six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling the best.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start here in Salt Lake City. Cooper Hummel settling into the batter's box for the Rainiers. Kenny Rosenberg getting ready to pitch for Salt Lake. Blue skies overhead, a couple of white clouds floating around up there. And you can see the snow-covered Wasatch Mountain Range out beyond the outfield fence here. It's Salt Lake City. Cooper Hummel stands in. First pitch taken high for a ball, and we are underway. Rosenberg, lefty, made his big league debut last year with the Angels, and he throws a strike to Hummel, and the count's even 1-1. Rosenberg, his last time out, got knocked around a bit in El Paso as he throws one down in the dirt to Hummel. But prior to that, his last home start, April 20th, here against Reno, he went seven innings and allowed no earned runs, just one unearned. Here's his 2-1 pitch on its way to Hummel, and this is taken up high, ball three. Hummel's been walking at a ridiculous pace since coming to the Red Ears after being optioned by the Mariners. In seven games, he's drawn 13 walks. The 3-1 pitch swung on and hit in the air to shallow center field. Adams comes in, as does the right fielder Adell, and Adell makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the first inning. Hummel flies out, and one man's gone for Cade Marlowe. Folks still coming into the ballpark and taking their seats. They've had a particularly cold and snowy winter in Salt Lake City this year, and now that the sun's starting to come out, the people are making their way to the ballpark, as here's one up high to Marlowe for a ball. Cade Marlowe in his 12th game for Tacoma, hitting .347 with a .411 on base percentage, and he swings and misses at a fastball, 1-1. Rosenberg's fastball has been 91-92 so far. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Marlowe, and it's a fastball poured in there for a strike, 1-2. 93 miles per hour on that one. The lefty's into his motion. The 1-2 to Marlowe is a slider, and Marlowe flinched at it but did not swing. Two balls, two strikes. Rosenberg working with catcher Chris Oakey. O-K-E-Y. Oakey. 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. So full count to Marlowe with Brian O'Keefe on deck. Payoff pitch coming. And it swung on and hit well towards straightaway center field. Backing up is Adams at the track, and he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track. And there's the second out in the top of the first inning. Marlowe gave it a ride to center, but Jordan Adams runs it down. We have deep dimensions here in Salt Lake, and that was the stadium was built that way on purpose because of the high elevation. 420 feet. To straightaway center, 345 to the left field foul pole. It's a good 20 feet deeper than Cheney to left field. Here's a swing and a grounder to short on the first pitch to O'Keefe, and it's fielded by Jack Lopez, and he throws out O'Keefe at first base. And the Rainiers go quickly and quietly in the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Salt Lake coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, the Red Ears went down in order in the top of the first inning, and now they take the field for the first time. Connor Wade wrapping up his warm-up pitches. Michael Stefanik set to lead things off. A right-hand hitter, a Salt Lake regular for a couple of years now, and he takes the first pitch from Wade in at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Stefanik, an excellent hitter in the Pacific Coast League year in and year out. And he's currently batting 337. Next pitch is outside for a ball. And he has a 476 on base percentage. He has been reaching base regularly. He's reached base safely in all 24 games Salt Lake has played this year. He lifts one into the right field corner, slicing, and it is a fair ball off the fence. And no, they're saying it got out of here and then bounced back onto the field of play down the right field line. And Stefanik has a solo homer. And before he even reaches home plate, John Russell, the Red Ears manager, is out of the dugout to argue about this with the home plate umpire and crew chief Tom Hanahan. And he immediately asks Hanahan to go speak with Mark Stewart Jr., the first base umpire who made the call. This was a liner slicing towards the short porch in the right field corner where the foul pole is only 315 feet from home plate. And there's a gate that swings open in that corner. And the gate is the groundskeeper's gate. And it's at an odd angle, and it quickly juts out deep out there in right field. But there's one little area in the right field corner where you can get a really cheap home run, and that's exactly where Stefanik hit it. And it hit something and bounced back onto the field. The Red Ears right fielder, Deloach, thought it was a live ball. He was chasing it. And John Russell, who just literally minutes ago had the plate meeting with the umpires to discuss the ground rules here at Spitz Ballpark, is now trying to explain where that ball hit and why he thinks it should be a live ball and not a homer. And we see the replay here in the booth, and I think he makes a good point that it should be a live ball and not a homer. Russell is not going to get ejected on this one. He's walking off with the umpires. He's had his say, but he did not sway them. It is a leadoff homer for Michael Stefanik, his first home run of the season. Literally the shortest home run you can hit in the Pacific Coast League. 315 to the base of the foul pole in the right field corner, and it didn't actually clear the fence. Next pitch to Joe Adele is in there for a strike. And the 0-1 is pulled foul down the left field line. And that makes the count 0-2. Adele doesn't need the 315-foot short porch in right field to go deep. He has tremendous power, and he leads the league with 10 home runs right now. Haven't got to this yet, but it was going to be the key that we were going to discuss here in the first inning, so let's get to it. Six of the top seven home run hitters in the Pacific Coast League are in the starting lineup in this game. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and down goes Joe Adele. And Wade has a strikeout. What a way, the bottom of the first. Trey Cabbage is next. Adele leads the league with 10 homers. Cabbage is second with 9, and Tacoma's Mike Ford is tied with him, also with 9. And then there are three players in this game who have 8, who are all tied for fourth in the league in homers. This year's a swing and a miss, or tied for third, actually. Six of the top seven homers. Home run hitters are in this league. 0-1 to Cabbage is inside and low for a ball, 1-1. Trey Cabbage hitting 340 with 9 homers, 392 on base percentage. Left-hand batter. First year of AAA ball. He swings and fouls one off. He signed with the Angels as a minor league free agent last year. Was sent to AA. Got off to a red-hot start and then was injured and out for the season. He's healthy again this year and crushing it for Salt Lake. He takes a pitch inside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the next pitch is low, ball 3. Full count 3-2 to Cabbage. The payoff from Wade. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a change, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Connor Wade after that homer down to the right field corner that opened up the inning. Wade has bounced back with a couple of whiffs, and now he'll face Kevin Padlo, who was a Red Ear for a good chunk of last year. when he wasn't bouncing around from organization to organization on the waiver wire. He takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Padlo's been with Salt Lake since day one this year, hitting .254 with four homers. Next pitch to Padlo is inside for a ball, 2-0. Right-hand hitter. And the next pitch is outside, ball three. So Wade has fallen behind 3-0. On deck, Mickey Moniak. Wade's 3-0 pitch to Padlo is inside, ball four, a four-pitch walk, and Padlo will head down to first base. And now Moniak heads up to the dish. The number one pick in the 2015 draft, Moniak. Selected by the Phillies that year. He's now 24 years old. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. And he's the reigning Pacific Coast League Player of the Week. He had five home runs last week. And on the year, he's hitting .297 with eight homers, 21 runs batted in. And he swings and rips one foul down the right field line, way out in front of a fastball from Wade. Wade has two types of fastballs, a four-seam fastball and a cutter. Cutter comes in a few miles slower, and that was it right there to Moniak. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss and a change, and the count moves to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Mickey Moniak. And the pitch swung on and fouled away. Still 1-2. 1-0 Salt Lake. We're in the bottom of the first. Now the pitch is pulled down the right field line, and that's a fair ball getting down and bouncing around in the right field corner. Deloach gets it. Coming to third is Padlo. They're waving him in, and there will be no relay home. Padlo scores on Moniak's double, and Salt Lake leads 2-0. Deloach's throw in did not go to the second baseman, Valleca, but was more towards second base. And it was Mason McCoy who fielded it near the second base bag. And he tried to look towards home to see if he might be able to throw out Padlo, but could not. So Moniak with a double. And now Jordan Adams takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Second double of the year for Moniak. And that's his team leading 22nd run batted in. Next pitch fouled away. 1-1 to Adams. Jordan Adams hitting .237, six homers, .807 OPS. He's a AAA rookie this year. He fouls one back. Adams just 23 years old. He was the Angels' first-round draft pick in 2018. Wade ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch. Inside, and it hit him. Adams is hit in the back by the pitch as he was turning away from it, and he'll head down to first base. So two on, two out, and now Preston Palmeiro will be the batter. Palmeiro has only been in five games this year, and he is the son of Rafael Palmeiro. He's been with Salt Lake in previous seasons. 2021. He was with the Bees all year. Well, the Red Ears fill-in pitching coach for now. Matt Pierpont is out to the mound to talk to Connor Wade for a little bit. Pierpont continues to fill in for Jairo Cuevas, who is away on a family matter but will return soon, I'm told. Here's the pitch now to Palmeiro, and it misses for a ball. Next pitch in there for a strike. So 1-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on, bounced to the right side. That's picked up at first base by Hummel, and he flips it to Wade covering first, and they get Palmeiro for the final out of the inning. But Salt Lake scores two runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the second inning of play at Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Two nothing. Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We head to the second inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. Mike Ford to stand in against Kenny Rosenberg, who retired the side in order of the first for Salt Lake. Ford takes the first pitch for a called strike. One in April for Mike Ford. He hit .337. Nine homers, 39 runs batted in 1 month. Leads the league. 0-1 pitch. Swung out and fouled away. Ford walked more than he struck out in April. 15 walks, a dozen strikeouts. Leads the league in slugging percentage. .730. Now he swings and hits one in the air towards left center, and Moniak in the alley is not going to get it. It takes a bounce and hits the left field fence, and Ford will end up at second base with a double. And boy, did Mickey Moniak misplay that fly ball. My goodness. This is supposed to be an out, and Moniak basically did 270 degrees of a circle of around where that ball landed. So Ford is at second base. And here's Zach DeLoach. Ford getting a lucky hit there. He'll take it. Got to take them all. And the pitch to DeLoach is outside for a ball, 1-0. The wind is actually blowing in from left field right now. Perhaps that helped to make things a little more complicated for Moniak out there. I don't know. Next pitch, fastball outside. Two balls, no strikes to DeLoach. Deloach at 304 with a 423 on base percentage. Good first month of AAA ball for him. He swings and hits one in the air to center field. Adams back a few steps, lining it up, and he makes the catch. Ford tags it second. He's going for it. The throw is strong and not in time. Ford is safe at third base. Some aggressive base running there. And Mike Ford's at third now with one away. And Jake Shiner will be the batter. Ford gets into a conversation with Kevin Padlo. Ford spent time with Salt Lake last year as part of his eight-team tour of AAA and Major League Baseball in 2022. Shiner stands in, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Shiner, who has an RBI opportunity here. He drove in 23 runs in April with eight homers. 223 batting average, but 20 walks and a 362 on base percentage. The 2-0 from Rosenberg. Up high for a ball. Now, Rosenberg has not allowed an earned run in a home game this year. He's made two starts here, has allowed just one unearned run in 12 innings. His next pitch is over for a strike. So this is his third start in this ballpark, and the Rainiers could score an earned run here if Shiner drives in Ford from third base. Three balls, one strike. The pitch, low ball four, and Shiner draws the walk. So he heads down to first, and now it's time for the season debut of Jack Larson, who got injured during spring training. We had him penciled into the Red Ears lineup all winter, but got injured in spring training and just now is healthy enough again. He hit 269 last year at AA Arkansas with 10 homers, 371 on base percentage. Left-hand batter, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. He started a game for the Mariners last year, too, at Houston, July 31st. One game in the big leagues. He swings and misses at the next pitch, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming. And it's a swing and a miss at a change, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Runners at the corners, one away. Rosenberg's pitch is outside, 2-2. Larson, a left-hand hitter, and in his first AAA at-bat, he's facing one of the tougher left-hand pitchers in the PCL, and Kenny Rosenberg. Here comes the 2-2 on its way, and it is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff on its way. And it's a called strike three, and down goes Larson. A fastball right on the outside edge. So Larson strikes out looking. First strikeout of the night for Rosenberg, and now the Red Ears are going to need a two-out hit from Mason McCoy if they're going to take advantage of this opportunity here in the second. Salt Lake off to the early 2-0 lead. Mike Ford's at third and Jake Shiner at first. And a toss to first, and Shiner's back in, standing up.
Yeah.
Mason McCoy hitting .274 with a couple of homers, .397 on base percentage. Rosenberg is set. Here's his first pitch to McCoy, and it's breaking ball inside. Outfield plays McCoy straight away. The infield shaded to the left side. Big hole on the right side of the infield for McCoy if he hit it that way. And he takes a fastball inside. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 in there for a strike, and the count moves to 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Here's the next pitch from the lefty. And it's a swing and a miss, so the count's even now, 2-2. Pitch swung on, bounced towards third. That's fielded by Padlo. He slings it to first base in time to get McCoy for the final out at the top of the second inning. Red Deers threatened, but they do not score. They had a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083. Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Bees lead the Red Deers 2-0. Chris Oakey to start things off for Salt Lake. Right-hand hitting catcher, he stands in, and the pitch from Connor Wade is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Oakey, 4 for 24 to start the season with a homer. And he swings and bounces a two-hopper to third, and Shiner fields it and fires to first for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the second inning. Oakey grounds out to Shiner at third base. And now Jack Lopez will be the batter. And Lopez stands in, right-hand hitter, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. This is Lopez's first plate appearance for the Bees this year. And now he swings and fouls one away. One ball, one strike. This is Lopez's first game this year. He played last year with Toledo. He swings and bounces one towards the shortstop, McCoy, who drops it, picks it up, and throws to first for the out. And two better gone. Mason McCoy staying with it after he initially did not field it cleanly and still got the out. So two down, and here's Michael Stefanik, who hit that home run that wasn't actually a homer in the first. Confirmed that between innings. No one in the press box thought it should be a home run. Apparently only the umpire did. Pitch is a little low for a ball, 1-0. It didn't matter. He would have scored anyway. As here's one inside for a ball. Let's say he got a double instead of a homer. If they had properly ruled that it hit the top of the fence and didn't clear the top of it, he would have eventually scored anyway. Next pitch is outside for a ball. So 3-0 to Stefanik, who is a great contact hitter, and he takes a strike 3-1. He now has 106 plate appearances this year with just 7 strikeouts. 3-1 pitch is pulled to left, and battling the sun is Larson, but he's there, and he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track, and that's the final out at the bottom of the second inning. 3-3 down, Salt Lake goes in order. We go to the third inning of play, Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Attention business owners, stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we go to the third inning. It's 2-0. Salt Lake with the lead over Tacoma, and the pitch to Pat Valleca leading things off from Kenny Rosenberg is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. Valleca batting .310 in 9 games for the Red Ears. Been serving as a utility infielder to start the season, but when he's in the lineup, he always gets his hits. And he's hit safely in 7 of 8 games. 0-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming from Rosenberg. And it is a called strike three. Valleca goes down looking, and that is strikeout number 2 for Kenny Rosenberg. By the way, for the umpiring today, we're back to the regular ABS system, automated ball strike system. You might call him the robot umpire. Here's one outside for a ball to Hummel. No challenges or any of that going on today. Just pure robotic umpire calls. 1-0 pitch down and in. Two balls, no strikes to Hummel, who flied out in the first. Two-oh delivery from Rosenberg. Outside, ball three. And this one is over for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now a swing and a high fly to shallow right. Back is Stefanik, in is Adell. Adell, the right fielder, is there, and he makes the catch for out number two. So Hummel flies out to the right fielder, two down. And Cade Marlowe is now the batter. Marlowe flied to deep center his first time up. Into his motion is Rosenberg, and the pitch is swung out and fouled back. That's strike one. Rosenberg played college baseball at Cal State Northridge. Good program there. They've turned out a lot of pros over the years. And he was originally drafted by Tampa Bay. Rosenberg's 0-1 pitch to Marlowe is a fastball outside. One-one pitch. Swung on and fouled off down the third baseline. That's out of play in the seats. 1-2. Crowd's filled in pretty nicely tonight. Crowd, by the way, always a little quieter in Salt Lake City. It's been that way as long as we've been coming here. Here's the 1-2 on its way to Marlowe, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, yanked foul at a crazy angle down the right field line. Still two balls, two strikes to Cade Marlowe. Brian O'Keefe on deck for the Rainiers. 2-2 pitch, swung on, blooped out over the shortstop's head, and that's going to drop in at shallow left field, and Marlowe has himself a two-out single, and the Rainiers have their second hit of the game. Now Brian O'Keefe comes to the plate representing the tying run. And Marlowe now has a seven-game hitting streak, and he's had at least one hit in 11 of the 12 games he's appeared in this season. Pitch to O'Keefe, swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. O-1 pitch to O'Keefe, check swing, he went. And that is strike two. So Keefe's in a hole, no balls, two strikes. Goes for a little walk around the batter's box. Now he's back in there. Rosenberg's pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three. And that wraps up the top of the third inning. A couple of strikeouts for Rosenberg. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Rainier
Rangers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Smith's Ballpark. The Bees lead the Red Ears early, 2-0. And leading things off for Salt Lake in the third, Joe Adell, and he swings at the first pitch from Connor Wade and pulls it foul on the ground down the third baseline. That's strike one. Wade struck out Adell swinging in the first inning. Next pitch from the right-hander is outside for a ball. Now the next offering. Outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Adell. And this pitch is in there for a called strike. 2-2 now. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Wade got him with his curveball, and he fans Joe Adell for the second time today. And that's strikeout number three for Connor Wade, who has now retired five straight hitters. And here comes Trey Cabbage. Cabbage struck out swinging in the first. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One-oh pitch coming. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Now this one is over for a called strike. 2-1. Wade working with Brian O'Keefe behind the plate. These two worked together numerous times last season as well. Wade with a 2-1 pitch, and it is high, ball three. Defensively, the Rainiers have Hummel at first, Valleca at second, McCoy at short, and Shiner at third. 3-1 pitch fouled away, full count. And for the first time this year, we have the outfield that was projected in the offseason. The guys who all came up from Double A. Larson in left, Marlowe in center, and Deloach in right. 3-2 pitch, low, ball four, and Connor Wade has walked Cabbage. A So Cabbage is on first base. And now Kevin Padlo will be the hitter. Padlo walked and scored in the first. Former Rainier and Mariner briefly. And he takes up high for a ball. One-oh pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Now this one's outside, 2-1. Runner goes, pitches up and in, ball three, throw down to second, is not in time. Valleca picked the throw on one hop and tried a snap tag on Cabbage, but Cabbage was in there safely, and he has his sixth steal of the year without being caught. Salt Lake, another team that's running with a tremendous rate of success this year. That was their 33rd steal, and they've only been caught three times. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Padlo. Count goes full now, 3-2. Padlo uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box. Here comes the payoff. Low ball four. So back-to-back walks issued here in the third inning. And there are two on with one out for the hot-hitting Mickey Moniak, who now has 12 hits in his last 23 at-bats, including five home runs during that time. O'Keefe stepped out in front of the plate and offered some encouragement to his pitcher. Now the pitch swung on, lined into right field. Another base hit for Moniak. Coming around third is Cabbage. He takes a big turn and has to retreat to third as the throw from Deloach came into the plate on one hop. The bases are loaded with one out for Jordan Adams. Moniak is 2-for-2 now. Adams. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky to left center. Larson and Marlowe are over. Marlowe takes over and makes the catch. Tagging at third is Cabbage. He will score. The other runners advance as well. And Salt Lake leads 3-0. So it's a sacrifice fly for Jordan Adams. Not just deep enough for the runner to score from third, but Padlo was able to tag at second and take third, and Moniak advanced from first to second. So two outs, but two runners in scoring position for Preston Palmeiro. And the pitch to the left-hand hitter is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Wade trying to close out the inning. The 1-0 pitch to Palmeiro is a swing and a miss and a change, and that evens things up. One pitch, lined back to the mound and caught by Connor Wade for the final out of the inning. Palmeiro with a soft liner back to the hill that Wade is able to spear, and that wraps up the bottom of the third. But Salt Lake tacks on a run with one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go now to the fourth inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 0.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the fourth inning, and it's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing. The Red Deer's bats have been quiet thus far, but it's still very early here. Mike Ford to start things off. He has one of the Red Deer's two hits, a double in the second. He was at third with one out, but couldn't get him in. Pitch is low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming, and it is a called strike. So one ball, one strike to Ford. And this next pitch is over for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Ford uses his timeout to reset in the batter's box. Zach Deloach is on deck, and Jake Shiner is after him. Now swinging a grounder foul, first base side. Still 1-2. We'll get caught up on what is happening in the PCL. The whole league was off yesterday. A bunch of teams played on Sunday in games that weren't done yet when we last got off the air in Vegas on Sunday afternoon. As here's one up high for a ball. Salt Lake was done, though, at that time. They had won their second in a row. They beat El Paso on Sunday 8-4. Moniak, two homers. Ryan Smith, 3 1/3, scoreless innings in relief. Got the win. 2-2 pitch to Ford. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Rosenberg uses a fastball to strike out Ford. And that is strikeout number four for Kenny Rosenberg. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. The top team in the league, Oklahoma City, played a doubleheader on Sunday against Sacramento. And they split. Pitch to Deloach is in for a strike. The Dodgers won the first game ugly. They won it 9-4 in a game in which they scored the nine runs and they only had five hits. They drew 11 walks. So here's a bouncer foul by Deloach. Devin Mann hit a three-run double for Oklahoma City in that game. Sacramento won the second game, though, 5-1, as Kyle Harrison and three relievers combined on a one-hitter. Harrison, a highly rated Giants pitching prospect, although he's wild. So here's one up high to Deloach. And he's apparently really hard to hit also. And Harrison went 3 2/3 for Sacramento without allowing a hit, but he walked four and struck out seven. Here's one outside to Deloach. So the Rivercats salvaged a split of the doubleheader by winning game two at Oklahoma City. Still, Oklahoma City has the best record in the league. They're 20-7. 2-2 pitch on its way to DeLoach. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Kenny Rosenberg has struck out three straight batters going back to the last inning. And he now has five strikeouts in 3 2/3. He has the Rainiers a bit befuddled right now. Also Sunday, Round Rock in second place. They beat Albuquerque 13-8. Justin Foscue was 4-for-4 with two doubles, two runs scored, two runs batted in. Serves one in for a strike to Shiner. Round Rock's 18-8. They're a game and a half out of first. And Reno passed the Rainiers and is in third. That happened on Saturday when they passed the Rainiers. The pitch is inside to Shiner. They beat Sugarland 5-1 on Sunday by the pitching of Bryce Jarvis, their Diamondbacks first-round pick in 2020, who's only recently been moved up to AAA. Count now 2-1 on Shiner. Two-one pitch coming. Low ball three. So in the top of the standings, Oklahoma City's in first. Round Rock's 1.5 back. Reno's in third place, 4.5 back. And then you have Tacoma in fourth, 5.5 back. Next pitch inside, ball four. And Shiner draws his second walk of this game. He heads down to first base. And Jack Larson will be the batter. As for these guys, Salt Lake, they are in, well, they're tied with El Paso and Sacramento in seventh place. 11-16 on the year, 9 games out of first. Here's one up high for a ball to Larson. And it's kind of hard to get a read on where Salt Lake stands at this exact moment in time as this series begins. 0-1 pitch coming to Larson. And it's hit in the air to center field. Late break in for Adams. And the left fielder, Moniak, is actually going to beat him there. And Moniak makes the catch for the final out in the top of the fourth. No runs for the Red Ears, no hits or errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
On we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Salt Lake leading Tacoma 3-0. Connor Wade on the hill. He'll face Chris Oakey, Jack Lopez, and Michael Stefanik. And the pitch is in for a called strike to Oakey. 0-1 the count. Oakey grounded out his first time up. Now pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Well, I want to clear something up. I said right before the break, I said it was right before the final out. It was kind of hard to get an idea of where things stand for Salt Lake, like how they're playing right now at this moment. Sears a grounder to short by Oki. It's picked up by McCoy, and he throws out Oki at first base. What a way. In AAA baseball, team's quality, the quality of a team can really change quickly based on a couple of transactions. And we've seen it in Tacoma. You know, any team might be really good for a few weeks and then really bad for a few weeks just because of the makeup of the roster during that time. So now the pitch to Lopez, and it's in there for a strike. And trying to get a handle on Salt Lake right now, they opened the season winning 8 of their first 12 games. They were 8-4 on April 13th. Here's a tapper to the left side, fielded by Shiner. Throw to first in time to get Lopez, and two men are gone. Then on April 14th, in Game 4 of a series in Las Vegas, a series in which Salt Lake had won the first three games on the road, they lost. And they lost the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and they kept losing. They lost 12 out of 13 games up through this past Friday. First pitch to Stefanik missed. Wade's next offering inside to Adele. They lost the last three games at Vegas. They came home and played Reno, lost 5 out of 6 to Reno. Then they went to El Paso and lost the first four games there. Here's a pitch inside to Stefanik, 3-0. So it appeared that the Red Ears were going to be playing a Salt Lake team that was really down. But Salt Lake's had a ton of roster moves in the last 72 hours. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Stefanik. And they won the last two games in El Paso, Saturday and Sunday. Now here's a liner to left field, and on the move and unable to get it is Larson. It's over his head and up against the fence on a hop. And Stefanik will end up at second base with a two-out double. Fourth hit of the game for the Bees. Michael Stefanik lining a double to left. And now Joe Adell will be the hitter. Adell has struck out in both plate appearances today. He swings and pops up the first pitch on the left side. Shiner in foul territory. The third baseman makes the catch. Adell is out, and the inning is over. So Salt Lake does not score in the bottom of the fourth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
A On we go to the fifth inning. Salt Lake leading Tecumseh 3-0. Mason McCoy standing in to lead things off against the lefty Kenny Rosenberg, who's given up only two hits through four innings. And the pitch to McCoy is up and away for a ball. He's walked two, and Rosenberg has struck out five. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming. Swung on and swatted on the ground through the middle and into left center. A base hit for Mason McCoy, and he is on to start things off in the fifth inning. McCoy singles to the left of the second base bag. And he's on to get things started for Pat Valleca. McCoy's on a little hot streak, six hits in his last 12 at-bats. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Now the 0-1 coming. Swung on, and that's lined into left field, and it's going to get down for a base hit for Valleca. McCoy is on his way to third. The left fielder Moniak fires it in towards home plate. Checking in at second base is Valleca, and the Red Deers have runners at second and third with nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. So Valleca with a double to left field. Two men in scoring position with no one out for Cooper Hummel. Ryan Ayers looking to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. Now this next pitch swung on and hit high in the sky to shallow right. I don't know if this is deep enough. Adele makes the catch. Tagging at third is McCoy. He bluffs and does not go. And that is the first out of the inning. So Hummel flies out to shallow right field. Too shallow for the run to score. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Marlowe. That is strike one. Here comes the 0-1 on its way from Rosenberg, and it's pulled down the right field line, just foul into the Salt Lake bullpen, which is located down the line here, and just now, action is beginning in that bullpen. Oh, 2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the second out of the inning. Boy. In the second inning, the Red Deers had runners at first and third with one out and did not score. This inning, they had runners at second and third with nobody out. Now there are two outs, and they have not scored. Let's see if O'Keefe can come through. He takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. A left-hander throwing in the B's bullpen. Oh, the 1-0 to O'Keefe is low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Cam View is warming up in the bullpen. And on the 2-0 count, the Salt Lake pitching coach is on his way to the mound. That's Darren Ebert. And he's going to talk things over with Rosenberg. Whole infield gathers on the hill. I'm sure the possibility of walking the right-hand hitter O'Keefe to load him up to get a left versus left on Mike Ford is certainly in their mind. But, I mean, Ford, he just drove in 39 runs in April and hit two grand slams. I don't know if you want to risk facing him with the bases loaded, even if you do get a left versus left advantage. Well, 2-0 to O'Keefe. They are going to continue to pitch to him. Rosenberg is ready. And the pitch is taken down low. Ball three. Sinker dipping low. So 3-0 the count to O'Keefe. And the pitch now is just outside, ball four, and that loads the bases. Brian O'Keefe heads down to first base. So they're loaded up for Ford, who has already hit two grand slams this season. The Rainiers' record for grand slams in a season is three. The pitch is swung on and lined into center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. McCoy scores. Here comes Maleka to the plate. He's going to score as well. Stopping at second is O'Keefe. Mike Ford with the two-run single to center field. First pitch swinging, and the Rainiers make it a 3-2 ball game. Runs batted in, number 40 and 41 on the year for Ford. Unbelievable. That's going to do it for Rosenberg. Keith Johnson, the Salt Lake manager, heads to the mound, and he's going to make a pitching change here and bring in View to face Zach DeLoach. So we'll take a break for this pitching change at the top of the fifth. Two on, two out. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We're at the top of the fifth inning. The Rainiers have broken through with their first runs of the game. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. Rainiers have O'Keefe at second base and Ford at first. Zach DeLoach coming up. Salt Lake has brought in left-hander Scott View. And here's his pitch to DeLoach, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike one. View is in his 10th appearance, 0-2 with a 9.26 ERA in 10 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 13 hits, including three homers. Has walked six and struck out seven. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-2. View's last name is spelled V-I-E-A-U-X. He's got four of the five vowels in there lined up right in a row. No O. 0-2 pitch to Deloach is inside for a ball. 1-2. Views out of Michigan State. Next pitch is up high for a ball to Deloach. Counts even, 2-2. Now the pitch swung on and fouled away. Rainiers need another hit to tie this thing up. O'Keefe at second, Ford at first. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Deloach couldn't hold up on a slider outside. He is struck out, and that's the final out in the top of the fifth inning. Rainiers get two, though. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. Connor Wade on the mound. He's been in this thing since the start for the Red Ears. He'll face Trey Cabbage leading off the bottom of the fifth. And Cabbage swings and misses. There's strike one. Cabbage in his first ever game against the Red Ears, so it's our first ever chance to make Cabbage jokes. I don't know if I have many. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. It's not like when we're playing Seth Beer and I could go on all night. Cabbage is a little trickier. 0-2 pitch. Inside and low for a ball. Like Seth Beer, Cabbage is a big left-hand hitter. He's 6'3", listed at 200 pounds. From Blaine, Tennessee. High school draft pick of the Twins. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Connor Wade just disposed of Cabbage like a kid throwing out the cabbage on his plate at dinner because he doesn't want to eat it. Strikeout number four for Wade. And the pitch is swung on and bounced by Padlo to the first baseman, Hummel, who fields it and flips it to Wade. And there's out number two. Padlo swinging at the first pitch, bouncing out weakly to first base. So two down. And here comes Mickey Moniak. And we'll see if the Rainiers can get him out for the first time. Ever. Yeah, ever. This is the first time Moniak has ever faced the Rainiers. This is his first year in the PCL. The pitch is in for a strike. 0-1 the count to Moniak, who's 2-for-2 with a single, a double, and an RBI. Two liners to right field. Wade with the 0-1 pitch. And it's a liner into right field, and another hit for Moniak. Over to collect it is Deloach. Moniak's trying to stretch it, and the ball gets away from Deloach, and Moniak will end up at second base without a throw. We'll see how they score it. I think they're just going to give him a double. Deloach went over to field it. Moniak was already convinced he was going to try to go for two and was on his way to second, and the ball popped out of Deloach's glove, which prevented any chance for him to try to throw out Moniak at second base. So a runner at second with two outs, and the pitch to Justin Adams is swung on and hit in the air towards right center, a high fly. Deloach lining it up, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So Connor Wade quickly works his way through the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit. They've given an error to Deloach on that play, and one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning with the score, Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
There are times when more is not better, like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night. A more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. More experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
On to the sixth, Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. Jake Shiner to lead things off this inning. He'll be followed by Jack Larson and Mason McCoy. Rainiers scored a couple of runs last inning on a two-out, two-run single by Mike Ford to get the first Tacoma runs on the board. Pitch to Shiner's outside for a ball, 1-0. Shiner's walked at both plate appearances. They came against Rosenberg, the starter. Now he's facing Cam View. And the pitch is fouled back, and that evens up the count 1-1. Rosenberg went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 5 hits and 2 runs, both earned. Walked 3, struck out 6. First runs he's allowed at home this year, or first earned runs anyway. So here's one inside to Shiner. Now the 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 2-2. Next pitch, swinging a foul tip. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Shiner has struck out. One away in the sixth, and now Jack Larson will be the batter. Larson 0 for 2 so far in his season debut. And the pitch is a breaking ball that misses, ball one. Now the pitch misses, ball two, 2-0 the count. Pitch swung on and chopped slowly on the ground. First base side view off the mound. Picks it up with his glove. Tries to shovel it to Cabbage and misses him. The ball gets loose in foul ground. And Larson is safe at first base with one out. And I would call this a base hit, but we're not going to jump to conclusions here. I'm already 0 for 1 today, trying to align with the official score here at Salt Lake City. So we'll see what they call it. Larson's at first with one out for Mason McCoy. And the pitch is swung out and fouled out of play. There's strike one. Yeah, they gave him a base hit. All right, infield single for Larson, and that's his first Triple-A hit. A little 45-foot roller. Toss to first, and Larson's back in. Now the pitch, breaking ball, in for a strike. Larson with his lead. The next pitch is a check swing on a breaking ball, and McCoy went around. That's strike three, so he has struck out, and there are two down at the top of the sixth inning. And now Pat Valleca will be the hitter. 9 strikeouts for Salt Lake pitchers tonight. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. One pitch swung on and pulled in the air to left field. Moniak lining it up, moving towards the foul line, and he makes the catch, and Valleca is retired. And that does it for the Red Ears in the top of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 3, Tecoma 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Taylor Williams, is in from the bullpen, and his first pitch to Palmeiro is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Williams in from the pen. And now the pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Palmeiro. Williams is in his 11th game this year, no record, 13.91 ERA. Off to a tough start to his season, but was terrific for the Red Ears last year. And now the 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1 to Palmeiro. Williams in relief of Connor Wade, who went five innings, allowed five hits, three runs all earned, walked three, struck out four. Now the pitch is popped up foul and out of play on the third base side. 2-2. Two pitch just inside, ball three. Three, two. Outside, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk. His last two pitches just barely missed, but using the computer system, and it thought that they were outside. Well, the first one inside and the next one outside. And ball four to Palmeiro. There's the pitch now to Chris Oakey, and it's grounded foul on the third base side. The count to Oakey. Rainier's hoping for a double play ball in the infield here. Oakey's grounded out in the infield twice tonight. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Rainier's already have a left-hander warming up. Looks like Blake Wyman moved to first and back in safely is Palmeiro. One pitch to Oakey in there for a called strike. Count goes to 1-2. Another move to first, and again, Palmeiro's back in safely. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Williams strikes out Oakey, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So one out. Williams strikes out Chris Oakey, and now the shortstop Jack Lopez comes to the plate. Right-hand hitter Lopez is 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, and Williams is ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 0-2 on its way. Swung on and fouled off, still no balls, two strikes. Williams trying to put him away. The 0-2 pitch to Lopez is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Lopez, and two men are out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Michael Stefanik will be the hitter. Stefanik has homered and doubled and flied out to deep left. He's 2 for 3. Leadoff man for Salt Lake today. The pitch is a slider over for a strike, 0-1. Now the next pitch, swung on, bounced to the right side, and fielding it is Valleca, and he throws to first in time to get Stefanik, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on, and we go to the seventh inning of play. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org. One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the seventh inning, one-run game here. The Rainiers trailing Salt Lake 3-2. And in to do the pitching for the Bees is Zach Weiss, former Rainier from the 2021 championship squad. And he'll face Cooper Hummel to lead things off. And the pitch to Hummel is swung on and looped out into right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And Hummel is aboard for his first time today with a single to right field. So Hummel is on. Tying runner on immediately, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Weiss is appearing in his eighth game for Salt Lake. He's been touched for 8 runs in 8 innings so far. Has a couple of wins out of their pen. Here's his pitch to Cade Marlowe, and it is outside for a ball. Weiss had a good year in 21 for the Rainiers, and then He didn't get called up by the Mariners that year, and after the season, he became a minor league free agent and signed with the Angels. And that was a smart decision, it turned out. 1-0 to Marlowe is a pitch out, and not going anywhere is Hummel. Because Weiss pitched well for Salt Lake last year, and he got called up to the majors by the Angels last year for his first time since 2018. As now his pitch is swing and a miss by Marlowe, 2-1. And he ended up pitching in a dozen games for the Angels and posting a 3.38 ERA. Significantly lowering his career ERA. There goes Hummel. The pitch is hit in the air towards left center, and ranging that way and making the catch is the center fielder Adams. And retreating to first ahead of the throw safely is Hummel. So Marlowe flies out, one down. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Prior to his run with the Angels last year, Weiss had only pitched in one major league game. Back in 2018 with the Reds. And in that game, he allowed four runs and didn't record any outs. That was his only major league appearance. An infinite ERA. And he had to have wondered if he'd ever get another chance. Well, he did last year, and he made the most of it. And he no longer has an infinite ERA in Major League Baseball. In fact, he shaved it down pretty significantly. Here's a pitch up high to O'Keefe for a ball. Shaved it from infinity for his career down to 6.08, but I mean, he had a 3.38 for Salt Lake last year. Next pitch. Over for a strike to O'Keefe. 1-1. Next pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And O'Keefe's in a hole. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch coming. And it's a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher, strike three. And that is the second out here in the top of the seventh inning. So two down. That was the 10th strikeout for Salt Lake pitching tonight. Here's Mike Ford, who has two hits and has driven in both Rainier's runs. The pitch to him is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. First pitch slider from Weiss, who's been slider heavy here so far. On its way. And this one is high. There's the 95-mile-per-hour heater. Two balls, no strikes. There goes Hummel. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second base is not in time. Hummel had to turn on the jets. And he steals second base for his fifth steal of the year, and that puts him in scoring position. Counts 2-1 now to Ford. Salt Lake already with a right-hander throwing in the pen. Wyman throwing in the Rainier's pen. Looks like he's going to pitch the bottom of the inning. Next pitch down low to Ford. Three balls, one strike. Three and one to Ford. Weiss with the pitch. Outside, ball four, so Ford draws the walk. And Zach Deloach will be the batter.
Number 17,
So two on, two out. Rainiers trail 3-2 with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch to Deloach, and it's up high and away for a ball. Deloach has been quiet tonight, 0-for-3, has not reached base yet. He's reached base in 22 of the 23 games he's played in this year. 1-0 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. 1-1. One pitch, swung on, bounced slowly right to the first baseman. Cabbage has it, flips it to Weiss for the out, and the Red Ears do not score in the top of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We've reached the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City. It's Bees 3, Rainiers 2.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
We head to the bottom of the eighth. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. Joe Adell leading things off. Taylor Williams' first pitch to Adell is outside for a ball, 1-0. Wyman still throwing in the right ear's pen. Looks like Williams is going to face the right-hand hitter, Adell, and then come out of the game for the lefty. As the next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0 the count to Adell. 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. All that came against the Rainier starter, Connor Wade. Here's the 2-0 from Williams. Swung on, broken bat bouncer, back to the mound. Williams has it, jogs halfway to first, underhands to Hummel for the putout. And one man's gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. And indeed, John Russell is on his way out to the mound. And he is going to bring in the lefty Wyman to face at least the next three hitters, two of whom are dangerous left-hand batters in Cabbage and Moniak. So we've got a break of the action for the pitching change. One out at the bottom of the seventh inning, Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
One of
the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Three-two, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. One out, bottom of the seventh inning. No one on base. Trey Cabbage stands in, left-hand hitter. Blake Wyman, the new pitcher, throws, and the first pitch is bounced foul on the third base side. That's strike one. Wyman's appearing in his ninth game for the Red Ears. 0-2 with a 6 ERA. 12 innings pitched. He's allowed 12 hits. Has struck out 7 and walked 5. Gets the left versus left advantage with Cabbage at the plate. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two, and Wyman's out in front. So no balls, two strikes. Wyman is ready. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Creeping in a few steps, Jack Larson, and he squeezes it for the out. Two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh. Wyman retires the first batter he faces. Now he's got to face the right-hand hitter, Kevin Padlow. Padlow. Oh, for one with two walks and a run scored today. And the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now a breaking ball just outside, ball three. Well, 3-0 to Padlow. Another left-hand hitter is on deck, but it's Mickey Moniak who's 3-for-3 in this game. Now here's one outside, ball four. So Padlow draws his third walk of the night. And here comes Moniak, who's 3-for-3 with two singles and a double. There's the pitch, and it misses for a ball to Moniak. Wyman needs to find the strike zone again. The 1-0 swung on, hit in the air to shallow center. Really long run in for Marlow. Still coming in, and he makes the catch on the move for the final out of the inning. Wyman gets it done in the bottom of the seventh, retires the two left-hand hitters on weak fly balls. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on. We go to the eighth. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling!
On to the eighth right here is down by a run. It's Salt Lake 3, Tecoma 2. Bees bring in a fresh arm. Jonathan Holder now on the mound, right-hander. And his pitch to Shiner is in there for a strike. It's going to be Jake Shiner, Jack Larson, and Mason McCoy in the top of the eighth inning. Jonathan Holder has been in eight games, 0-2 with a 3.86 ERA. And the next pitch to Shiner misses for a ball. He's pitched 11 and two-thirds innings, allowing only eight hits, but he's walked nine and struck out 13. Has not given up any homers. Holder has over 4 years of major league time. 1-1 pitch is skied high in the air to center. This has some carry to it. Adams is back, but he's going to have room just at the edge of the warning track and straightaway center, and he makes the catch. One out in the top of the eighth inning. Jack Larson will bat for his fourth time in his AAA debut. He's 1-for-3 with an infield single so far. Holder is with the Yankees from 2016 to 2020. His pitch now is in there for a strike. He pitched in 60 games for the Yankees in 2018 to the tune of a 3.14 ERA. Next pitch is lined the other way, and there's a base hit for Larson, his second hit of the game and his first solid hit as a AAA player, an opposite field single. And Larson's 2-for-4. First hit, his first AAA hit was a 45-foot roller. This one, though, lined with authority to the left side. So now Mason McCoy will hit. He's 1-for-3 with a single, and he swings and fouls one off. 0-1 the count. Holder has been injured a lot the last 2 years while he was on contract with the Cubs. And had some rehab games with Iowa. Here's a liner to center that is caught by Adams. For the second out of the inning, McCoy lines out sharply to center. Right here's have had hard contact here in the eighth, but have just a single to show for it so far. And there are two outs. And Pat Valleca coming to the plate. Valleca's 1-for-3 with a double so far. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Well, one coming. And it's a swing and a miss. Picked at first base and just barely getting back in safely is Larson. He nearly got picked off. Thought he was out. Got a replay in the booth here. No, he's safe. Larson got in there. First base umpire was right on it, too. Like, literally leaning over the play. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. Valleca doubled in the fifth, and he would love to pull another double down the left field line right here, see if that might tie up the game. 1-2 pitch coming. No, pickoff move, and back in safely is Larson. Now the next pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-2 to Valleca. So two balls, two strikes, runner at first with two outs. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. There goes the runner, the pitch, swing and a foul back. Valleca getting a piece of a breaking ball from Holder and staying alive. So it's still 3-2. And again the 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. Valleca draws the walk, and Larson moves into scoring position with two outs. He's at second for Cooper Hummel, who is 1-for-4 with a single today. Mariners in action. They are scoreless through four in Oakland. Bryce Miller up from AA Arkansas to start for the Mariners today. He's been perfect with seven strikeouts through four innings. Pitch to Hummel in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch swung on and fouled away. The count goes to 0-2. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit. Runners have their leads, but Hummel's in an 0-2 hole. Holder with his pitch, and it is high. 1-2. Now the 1-2 delivery. Inside, and the count's even. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Outfield straight away, infield shaded to the right a bit. The 2-2 to Hummel is swung on and hit in the air down the left field line, slicing, and it goes foul, out of play. So we'll do it again. Still two balls, two strikes. Larson at second, Valleca at first. The 2-2 pitch is low, ball three. Well, now the runners can go on the pitch. Holder's ready. Three balls, two strikes. His pitch is on its way, and it's outside, ball four, and they're loaded up on the back-to-back two-out walks. Larson takes third. Valleca down to second. Hummel walks. He's at first, and the bases are loaded for Cade Marlowe. Keith Johnson is going to bring in a fresh arm from the bullpen. He's had a lefty warming up, so He's going to try to bring in a new pitcher to get out of this jam. We'll take a break with the bases loaded at two outs at the top of the eighth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tecumseh 2.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're in the top of the eighth inning. Right here's Trail Salt Lake 3-2. They have the bases loaded with two outs. Cade Marlowe coming to the plate. Salt Lake brings in a new pitcher. It's not a lefty. It's right-hander Jimmy Herget, who pitched very well in the majors for the Angels last year with a 2.48 ERA and has already been with the Angels this year. His first pitch to Marlowe is inside, and it almost hit him, but it missed. Simply ball one. Marlowe's 1-for-4 in this game. Herget, 29-year-old righty, just his fourth AAA game of the year. The 1-0 to Marlowe's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. The runner at third is Larson. Valleca is at second. Hummel at first. The 1-1 pitch to Marlowe. Inside, ball three, two. Two balls, one strike. So Marlowe swings the count in his favor. Down the line from third is Larson. The pitch is inside, ball three, a breaking pitch. It's three balls and one strike. A walk would tie the game. Three and one the count. Marlowe will be looking for something to drive here. Herget throws, and there's a swing and a miss. And the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. There go the runners. The pitch is inside, ball four, and that forces in the tying run. Larson scores from third. Valleca takes third. Hummel down to second. Marlowe walks with the bases loaded to tie this game up 3-3. And now Brian O'Keefe comes to the plate, aiming to give the Rainiers the lead. He's 0-for-3 with a walk. Three consecutive two-out walks issued by two different Salt Lake relievers. The pitch to O'Keefe, swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. Herget going heavy slider on Marlowe. Lost him with this slider, and now goes first pitch slider to get a strike on O'Keefe. 0-1 pitch coming. Swung on and cranked high and deep towards center. Going back is Adams. Still back. And this one is off the fence. Valleca scores. Hummel scores. Here comes Marlowe. He's going to score. It's a three-run double off the wall for Brian O'Keefe. And the Red Ears have taken the lead 6-3. What a rally. The walk set the stage and tied the game, and then O'Keefe with the big blow to straightaway center field. It was nearly a grand slam, missed by about 3 feet from getting over the wall, and instead O'Keefe has to settle for a three-run double. 6-3 Tacoma, and now Mike Ford bats with a runner at second and two outs. What a turnabout. The pitch to Ford is a fastball called a strike. Ford's 2-for-3 with a walk, a single, a double, and two runs batted in. Next pitch to Ford, misses for a ball, 1-1. Well, that closes the books on Jonathan Holder. He went 2/3 of an inning, allowed one hit, 3 runs, all earned. Walk 2, no strikeouts. The 1-1 to Ford, outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1. Inside, ball 3. Three-one pitch coming. No, a bluff towards second, but no throw. Ford, the eighth Rainiers batter to come to the plate this inning. Three-one pitch. Outside, ball 4. Ford reaches for his 4th time tonight, and that's the 4th walk of the inning. And there are 2 on with 2 out for Zach Deloach. The pitching coach for the Bees is walking out to the mound to talk things over while they warm up another reliever in the bullpen. So Darren Ebert talking things over with Jimmy Hergett. Rainiers have had Ryder Ryan warming up in the pen since before they tied the game even, and they now have the lead. Conference on the mound is being broken up by the home plate umpire, crew chief Tom Hanahan. Deloach has been quiet in this one, 0-for-4. Left-hand hitter taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards the mound. Here's the pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is coming, and it's over for a strike, 1-1. One-one pitch coming. Swing and a miss at a fastball. It's 1-2. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike 3. And that does it for Deloach, and the inning is over. But what a rally for the Red Ears. Tacoma scores 4 runs in the top of the 8th inning on just two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 3.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 3. Blake Wyman still on the mound to face Jordan Adams leading things off, and the first pitch misses for a ball. Adams, Palmero, and Oki do up this inning for Salt Lake. Rainiers still have Ryder Ryan warming up in the pen. 1-0 to Adams, hit in the air to right. This is deep. Back is Deloach at the track, at the fence. He jumps and can't get it. It's gone. An opposite field home run for Jordan Adams. And it's now Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 4. Adams goes the other way. His sixth homer of the year. Pardon me, that's his seventh homer of the year. And now a pinch hitter, Taylor Jones, coming to the plate for Preston Palmero. So on that note, John Russell goes to the mound, and he's going to take out the lefty and bring in the righty, Ryder Ryan. So we've got a break of the action for a pitching change. And we'll take a break here in our broadcast. With the score in the bottom of the eighth, Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 4.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 4. New pitcher Ryder Ryan facing Taylor Jones, the pinch hitter. And it's a swing and a miss at a fastball there, strike one. Jones, the right-hand hitting DH, first baseman, third baseman. He's a Washington native from Kentwood High School, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-1. Signed a minor league deal with the Angels this year. Jones is hitting .253 with three homers, .352 on base percentage. 1-1 pitch coming from Ryder Ryan, and it's swung on, grounded right to McCoy at short, who gobbles it up and throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. So Ryan gets Jones to ground out, and now Chris Oakey is the hitter. This is Ryan's fifth appearance. He began the year on the injured list, so didn't start getting into the swing of things until about 2 weeks ago. And he's allowed three runs in five innings, 5.40 ERA. Has already been credited with a win out of the pen. His pitch to Chris Oakey is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. Oh, 2 the count. Okay, taking a long pause outside the batter's box here. Now Ryan is set. Here comes his 0-2. And it's outside for a ball. 1-2. One, two coming. Swung on and fouled away. Still 1-2. One, two coming again. High, two balls, two strikes. On deck is Jack Lopez. After him, Michael Stefanik. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball called. Strike three. And down goes Oakey. And Ryder Ryan has his first strikeout of the night. Two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Jack Lopez is the hitter. Lopez is 0-for-3 with two groundouts and a strikeout. Time called as a ball came flying out of the Salt Lake bullpen and rolled all the way down by home plate. The bullpens here at Smith's Ballpark are located down the lines and are on the field of play in foul territory. Here's the pitch to Lopez, and it's a swing of and a miss there, strike one. All one pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Another breaking ball, and down goes Lopez, and Ryder Ryan retires all three batters he faces in the bottom of the eighth, but there was a leadoff homer. One run on one hit. No one left on. We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 4.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 4. New pitcher for the Bees to work the top of the ninth inning. It's right-hander Dylan King, who has never faced the Red Ears before. King added to the Salt Lake roster today. 26-year-old right-hander. Here's his pitch, and it is in there for a strike to Jake Shiner. 0-1 the count. Shiner's 0-2 with 2 walks. Jack Larson's after him, and then Mason McCoy. King's next pitch, fastball down low. 1-1. Next pitch is up high for a ball. King has joined Salt Lake from the Northwest League. He'd been pitching for Tri-City. Advanced Class A. 2-1 pitch to Shiner is high, ball 3. He had really good numbers last year at Tri-City. Here's his 3-1 pitch to Shiner. And it is high, ball 4, a leadoff walk, and Shiner draws his 3rd walk of this game. And his 23rd of the year, he's 2nd on the Rainiers, only to Cesar Hernandez in drawing walks. Now Jack Larson will be the batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Oh, one offering on its way. Swing and a miss, so the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Rainiers would love to add some insurance here at the top of the ninth before turning things over to Matt Festa in the bottom of the ninth. 1-2 to Larson's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Salt Lake does have the top of its order coming up. Stefanik, Adele, Cabbage, Moniak, who has done so much damage tonight, is 5th. Two balls, two strikes to Jack Larson. Now the pitch is down and in. Three balls, two strikes. King with the payoff, and it's high ball four. Back-to-back walks start the ninth. Well, walks are what led to the Red Deers' rally last inning, and now they have back-to-back walks with no one out of the ninth. Six of the last eight Tacoma batters to come to the plate have walked. Another visit to the mound by Darren Ebert, the Salt Lake pitching coach, to talk things over now with Dylan King. And that conference is broken up by the plate ump. Mason McCoy will bat with two on and no one out. Padlo's up on the grass in case McCoy bunts. Time called because something fell out of the crowd in right center field. Some kids throwing a ball around out beyond the fence up on the berm. Looks almost like a balloon or a beach ball. And so the center fielder Jordan Adams had to go get it and chuck it back up into the crowd. All right, here's the pitch to McCoy, who squares around to bunt, gets it down in front of the plate. Off the hill, picking it up is the pitcher, King, and he throws out McCoy at first base. The runners move up. The sacrifice bunt goes 1-3. And now two men are in scoring position with one out for Pat Valleca. Valleca's 1-for-3 with a double, a walk, and two runs scored. Rainiers lead 6-4. Lake stands in with the infield drawn in for Salt Lake. Outfield plays straight away, medium deep. Here's the pitch from King, and it's inside with a curveball, ball one. One out of the top of the ninth. Tacoma trying to add some insurance runs. Valleca calls time. And then resets. Now the 1-0. Outside, and it gets away from the catcher, and breaking home from third is Shiner, and he's going to score as the ball went through to the backstop. And taking third is Larson, and the Red Deers lead it 7-4. A wild pitch brings in another run for the Red Deers. Wildness has just been a huge factor in this comeback tonight. Now the 2-0 pitch is high with a curve, and it's 3-0 to Valleca. Pitch coming. And there's a called strike with a fastball, and the count goes to 3-1. Three-one delivery, swung on and fouled away, and now it's a full count, 3-2. On deck is Cooper Hummel. Runner at third, one out, infield in, full count on Pat Valleca. Here comes the payoff pitch. And it's a swing and a foul, and that went off the home plate umpire's headgear. Seems to be all right. Catcher Chris Oakey goes to the mound to talk to his pitcher to give home plate umpire Tom Hanahan a little extra time to recover. All right, we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes to Valleca. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it's a fastball check swing. He held up in time, says the first base umpire. That's ball four up high. And so Valleca draws the Rainiers' third walk of this inning. And 11th of the game. The bases are loaded with one out for Cooper Hummel. Seven walks total in the eighth and ninth innings, and there's only one out here. And there's no one up at the bullpen behind King. So here's one in for a strike to Hummel. Now the 0-1 coming. Grounded to first, fielded there by Cabbage. He touches the bag for one, throws to the shortstop, and they put the tag on the runner at second base, Valleca, for the double play. And that wraps up the inning. The no run scores on that one, a 3-6 double play to close out the top of the ninth inning. Right here, settle for one insurance run without a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning with the score, Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 4.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 4. Matt Festa comes in to try to nail down the save for the Rainiers. He has three saves already this season. This is his eighth appearance. He has not allowed an earned run in nine innings. Given up three hits, has struck out nine and walked six. Top of the order ups, beginning with Michael Stefanik, and the first pitch is over for a strike. It's 0-1. First pitch slider from Festa. Now, here's the 0-1, and it is swung on, hit in the air to shallow right. Back go the infielders. Valleca on the run, and he makes the catch in shallow right field. Over the shoulder grab by Pat Valleca. And one man is gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Joe Adell will be the batter. Adell's 0 for 4 today. Couple of strikeouts. Dangerous hitter, Adell, but the good news is he can't tie the game with one swing right now. He takes the first pitch up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. So 1-0 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. One-one delivery. Slider called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So Festa's out in front of Joe Adell, a ball and two strikes. And the pitch is high for a ball. Next pitch coming. Inside, ball three. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is crushed. No doubt about it. Way out of here to left field. Joe Adell with his Pacific Coast League leading 11th home run. It is now Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 5. A slider from Festa, and Odell was on it. Was right out over the heart of the plate. And Adell turned and lifted. So, a two-run lead. And here's Trey Cabbage, and he swings and misses at a heater. There's strike one. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. O-2 pitch coming. Inside for a ball. Now the 1-2. And it is low. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch is looped out behind second, where it's caught by Mason McCoy. Drop it back onto the outfield grass. And that is out number two. In the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Red Deers are an out away from victory. Kevin Padlow is the hitter. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate. Padlow's 0 for 1 with three walks. Moniak, who's been on an absolute tear, is on deck. Two outs in the ninth. Red Deers lead 7-5. Here's the 0-1 outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Red Deers trying to win the series opener here in Salt Lake City. And reminder, we have an early game tomorrow at 11:05 a.m. Pacific time. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two on Padlow. So one ball, two strikes. And here comes the pitch. Swung on and pulled in the air to left. Larson lining it up, and he squeezes it for the out, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners tonight in the series opener at Salt Lake. Our final score, Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 5. A late rally for the Rainiers in the eighth inning. We'll break it down in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers win. They take the series opener at Salt Lake by a final score of 7-5, and they came back and won this game in the late innings. Salt Lake jumped out 2-0 in the first against Connor Wade when Michael Stefanik hit a disputed home run to the right field corner to lead off the bottom of the first. The Rainiers thought it hit the top of the fence. The umpire, whose decision was final, thought it hit the very base of the foul pole, but a solo homer for Stefanik, his first of the year, made it 1-0. Then with two outs in the inning, Padlo drew a walk and Mickey Moniak doubled to right field, scoring Padlo from first base, and Salt Lake was up 2-0. The Bees would add another run in the third when Wade issued back-to-back walks with two outs. Moniak singled to load the bases, and Jordan Adams hit a sack fly, scoring Cabbage, and Salt Lake was on top 3-0. It was still 3-0 to the fifth. The Rainiers had just two hits through the first four innings against Salt Lake starter Kenny Rosenberg. But in the fifth, Mason McCoy singled up the middle. Pat Valleca doubled to left field. Rosenberg got the next two hitters out. It looked like the Rainiers might squander the opportunity, but Brian O'Keefe drew a walk. And then Mike Ford, Mr. RBI to start this season, came through again, even against a left-handed pitcher, stroking a first-pitch two-run single to center field, bringing in McCoy and Valleca, and making it Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. That was it for Rosenberg. They brought in left-hander Cam View to escape the fifth inning, and he did. And it stayed 3-2 for a couple more innings as both teams got scoreless relief work in the sixth and seventh innings. It was 3-2 when we reached the eighth. Now pitching for Salt Lake was Jonathan Holder, the former Yankee. With one out, Jack Larson lined a single to left. He had two hits today in his season debut and his Tacoma debut. With two outs, Pat Valleca walked, putting runners at first and second. And then Holder walked Cooper Hummel, loading the bases with two outs. Salt Lake manager Keith Johnson went to the bullpen, brought in Jimmy Hergett, a guy who's been in the big leagues a lot the last 3 years. Cade Marlowe was the hitter, and Marlowe worked a full count, and then he walked, forcing in the tying run, making it 3-3. That brought up Brian O'Keefe, who has been quiet in recent games, maybe not anymore. He absolutely crushed a double to straightaway center field here at Salt Lake City. It was just 2 or 3 feet away from clearing the wall and being a grand slam. Instead, a three-run double for Brian O'Keefe, and the Red Ears were ahead 6-3 in the top of the eighth inning. That was the big hit of the game right there. In the bottom of the eighth, the Salt Lake got a run back when Jordan Adams hit an opposite field home run off Blake Wyman. But then Ryder Ryan came in and retired three straight hitters, keeping it 6-4 going to the ninth. Wildness led to another insurance run for the Red Ears at the top of the ninth when Dylan King walked the bases loaded and a wild pitch scored Jake Shiner, and the Red Ears were up 7-4. Little breathing room is always nice, especially when Joe Adell hits his league-leading 11th homer with one out of the bottom of the ninth inning to make it 7-5. But Matt Festa got the next two hitters out, and this one was in the books. The Tacoma Red Ears get the win over the Salt Lake Bees. 7-5 is the final score for Tacoma. 7 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. They left 12 on base. Salt Lake scores 5 runs on 7 hits, makes no errors, leaves 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Blake Wyman. He's 1-2. The save to Festa, his 4th. Jonathan Holder takes the loss. He's 0-3. Time of the ball game was 2 hours 46 minutes and the attendance 6,948. With the win, the Red Ears are back to 3 games over .500 at 15-12, and Salt Lake falls to 11-17. Red Ears win it, 7-5 the final. Day game tomorrow at 11:05 a.m. Pacific time. Jose Rodriguez starts for Tacoma against Cesar Valdez for Salt Lake. That's tomorrow morning, 11:05 a.m. Pacific time. Red Ears win 7-5. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Red Ears beat Salt Lake 7-5. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners take it on the A's. Major League debut for Bryce Miller, called up from AA Arkansas to make this start. He was perfect through 5 innings, but in the 6th, Oakland scored a run. Miller's now out in 6 innings. He allowed 1 run, struck out 10, most ever by a Mariners pitcher making his debut with the team. Here's the problem, though. The Mariners don't have any hits or runs for that matter, and they trail Oakland 1-0 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Mason Miller, the hard-throwing rookie for Oakland, no hitting the Mariners, and it is 1-0 Oakland in the bottom of the 7th inning. Other American League games today, Yankees beat the Cleveland Guardians 4-2. Willie Calhoun, who is now with the Yankees, who knew, tie-breaking homer in the 7th inning. The Red Sox, Connor Wong. Second home run of the game for Wong was the go-ahead shot in the 8th inning as Boston beats Toronto 7-6. In 10 innings, the White Sox down the Twins 3-2. Andrew Benintendi with the game-winning RBI single at the bottom of the 10th. And Baltimore was swatting around the baseball today at Kansas City. And the Orioles had 15 hits, and they beat the Royals 11-7. In interleague play, the two teams with the best records in Major League Baseball, as we expected all along, Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh squaring off, and the Rays beat the Pirates today 4-1. Harold Ramirez, a former Pirate, had a homer and 2 runs batted in for Tampa. The Angels knock off St. Louis 5-1 at St. Louis. Taylor Ward with a 3-run homer for the Angels. Mets and Tigers postponed in Detroit. They're going to try to play two tomorrow. Texas beats Arizona 6-4, the final score in Arlington. And it was the Giants and Anthony DeSclafani shutting out the Astros 2-0 today in Houston. And in National League Finals, Atlanta shuts out Miami 6-0 behind Bryce Elder. He went 7 scoreless. The Nationals had 3 hits and a go-ahead RBI single from C.J. Abrams and beat the Cubbies 4-1. Rockies defeat the Milwaukee Brewers 3-2. That game just went final at Coors Field. The Rockies scored the go-ahead run in the bottom of the 8th inning. And then in progress, the Padres lead the Reds 1-0 in the bottom of the 7th inning in San Diego. And the Dodgers are up on the Phillies 4-1 in the 5th. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Salt Lake City. Rainiers win the series opener 7-5. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers win it 7-5. Eighth inning rally with two outs. Brian O'Keefe with the three-run double with two outs in the eighth, and the game tied. That was the big hit today. Rainiers win the opener of this six-game series at Salt Lake. 7-5, the final score. Elsewhere in the Pacific Coast League, first place Oklahoma City wins again. They won at El Paso tonight 5-2. Sugarland's on top of Albuquerque, 14-3 in the ninth. I think they're good there. And Vegas has a 2-1 lead at Sacramento. They are in the sixth inning. Round Rock in Reno got rained out in Reno. Actually, I heard it was snowing in Reno today, if you can imagine that. Well, you probably can. They get weird weather there. So, yeah, that's your PCL scoreboard. We are back at it in no time. Be back in a flash. Early start tomorrow, 11:05 a.m. First pitch, Jose Rodriguez against Cesar Valdez. We'll have the stream for you right here beginning at 10:55 a.m. So join us then for more Rainiers baseball. Thanks a lot for listening tonight. Once again, the Tacoma Rainiers are winners. Our final score, Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 5. Have a great night. We'll talk to you early tomorrow.